WMFO Medford, 10:02 in the morning. It's Tough Stream Forum Radio, by the way, if you didn't know that. Just thought I'd tell you, we're here all the time, 24 hours a day, and we appreciate your tuning in. Thank you so much for doing that. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. The last track was a Boston band called Viva Viva, and Chris Warren is the guy associated with that, and people just love Viva Viva, but hadn't heard anything for 6 years, and suddenly, last Monday, he on social media put this out, a great new track from Viva Viva called... what was it called? I don't know what it was called. Oh, Running Out of Time. And it was jangly guitars and just everything that's great about Viva Viva. So I wanted to play that for you today. I don't know anything about what's happening with the band. He didn't say anything else about it. But it's very exciting to hear from those guys again. Speaking of local great bands, Fire King, Anthony Kaczynski's band, was just before that. 2015 gave us a double record called Double Trouble. Makes sense. That was Slow Motion, such a great track from them. Todd Rundgren in 2005 put out a record called Something, Anything. I think that's what I'd call an album if I put it out. Couldn't I Just Tell You? Classic from Todd Rundgren. The Zombies. Yeah, The Zombies. But that was rather new. Just a couple years ago, they put out a record called Still Got That Hunger. Moving On was that track. Really nice stuff from The Zombies. Special guests started off for Local New Noise, a brand new single of theirs from Al Pachulis and Friends, You Turn Into Your Parents. Yeah, like I said, it was true. And you know what happened? I upgraded my laptop yesterday. I think it's called Mojave, the latest. And, you know, sometimes you do that and you're like, you know, something's going to go wrong. Well, that's what happened when I tried to play that, because it's a program that I use to play MP3s that didn't really want to work. And, of course, I didn't test it beforehand, but did I get it going? Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. All right. Brand new noise now, just after 10 o'clock, 10:05. There's a band called The Beths. I really love them, and I love the new track of theirs. And Ryan Doyen, who is another DJ here at WMFO, he is on every Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Yeah, I know. It's even earlier than me. But he puts on a great show, and we have similar musical tastes. And he wrote on the thread on Facebook that he loves this record and he loves this track. Well, he didn't know what track it is, but now it's called You Wouldn't Like Me, which is contrary to everything I just said. Okay, my point is gone. Anyway, new noise from a great band called The Beths at WMFO, Medford.
I've been a miss of late. But I've got something on my chest. I've been stressed of late. But please don't try to guess what's on my mind. You probably won't like what you find. Oh, you wouldn't like me if you saw what was inside me. You
picking up stones without you. Can't pick up the phone without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Without you. And I'm digging down holes without you. Can't be on my own without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Without you. Step out into the dark. Where were you when I was trying to lift up, carry the love? Do you know, that I've been closing my eyes? Love me so, hallucinating, swinging me all of your light. Do you know, since I've been walking solo, dreaming you were back home, hi-fi getting down low, hide until tomorrow, come back into the good light, lose these hazy love lights. Chasing my mind, lonely in the cold nights, 'cause I'm kicking up stones without you. Can't pick up the phone without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Without you. And I'm digging down holes without you. Can't be on my own without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Without you. Oh, oh. Hold me close when it's over. Slow, love and sober. Feel my bones getting older. Sadness grows when you go, 'cause I am one step heavy and two steps high. Hold it steady with you by my side. One step heavy and two steps high. Two steps high. 'Cause I'm picking up stones without you. Can't pick up the phone without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Down holes without you. Can't be on my own without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Without you. Without you. Without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Without you. And I'm digging down holes without you. Can't be on my own without you. I'm a little bit lost without you. Thank you.
mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO, Medford, 9:25. No, it's not. I went back in time. I do that sometimes. It's 10:25 in the morning. It's right in front of me, and I still can't say it right. But anyway, Mike here. I'm here for another 35 minutes or so on Tufts Freeform Radio. And 11 a.m., when that'll be, is when Something About the Women comes in. That show has been going here since, like, 1973. I believe it's the longest-running show with only women DJs, only female artists, any genre. It's a great take. So if you haven't heard Something About the Women, stay tuned. That'll be happening at 11 a.m. today. All right, let me tell you what I did in that last set. I'll go back to the new noise, a band called The Beths, speaking of women. Brand new this year, 2018. The record is called Future Me Hates Me. How many times have you looked in the mirror and said that to yourself? Never mind. You don't have to answer. It's all right. It's called You Wouldn't Like Me, which kind of makes sense based on the... Anyway, great band, great song. Just happy to play that one. After that, 2015, there's a band called Oh Wonder, and they put out a record that is self-titled, Oh Wonder. That's a great track called Without You. Teenage Fan Club after that, from the remastered version of their Grand Prix CD. That was Neil Young. With a J. Sugar, 1992, a great record called Copper Blue. That was Helpless. What a great track. I don't play that enough. And that was Rod Stewart for the fifth song of the set from his record called Another Country. But it really, it's a band called Python Lee Jackson that's featuring Rod Stewart. The track is called In a Broken Dream, but it really featured Rod Stewart before he was Rod Stewart. I don't know who he was back then, but he guessed it on that. And that band, Python Lee Jackson, had a really weird kind of a past. They had lots of changes in their lineup, and that's really the only thing that they're known for. But quite a track. Python Lee Jackson featuring Rod Stewart, or whoever the heck he was at that point. I got that off Rod's record called Another Country, In a Broken Dream. All right, 10:27 here in the morning. New noise, strange to say, but it's by the Beatles. As you may have surmised, they've been putting out a lot of remixed things and remastered things, and this one really caught my ears. Yep. It's a remastered version of Back in the USSR, and I think you'll know what I mean right away. It's the technology that allows songs to be sort of... remastered and reimagined, and you'll notice that the vocals are right up front here, and it's crisp and clean, and it's just wonderful. So let me say, brand new Beatles, Back in the USSR, remastered, remixed for 2018 here at WMFO, Medford. In the USSR.
This is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 10:43 now in the morning. Mike on the mic here for just a couple more minutes till 11 a.m.-ish. When Something About the Women will be here. And like I said, you want to stick around for that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me tell you what we did in that last set. And I'm so happy because it just proves that the Beatles still got it. And by got it, I mean they spawned that entire set just by a great track that happened so many years ago. They've got a bunch of new remixes and rethinking of their music. And this particular one is called Back in the USSR 2018 Mix. And the mix is just so clean and so good. And like I said, the vocals are right in your face. It's awesome. That was Back in the USSR. After that was the band called Material Issue. And from the International Pop Overthrow 20th Anniversary Edition, that was Diane. Then I played another song called Diane because I had to. 1983's Metal Circus from Husker Du. That was Diane. It's just such a great track. And then after that was a band called Drenge. They had a CD called Undertow a long time ago that was called We Can Do What We Want, My Attitude Every Day, and a special request for Frank Iafola, who needed some inspiration for his tomatoes in the Magic Garden, from the album Tell That Girl to Shut Up. Holly and the Italians and Chapel of Love, kind of a really cool version of that. Thank you, Frank. Really appreciate that. All right, 10:44. I've got a special request for Carlos coming up to end the next set, but I want to start with a new noise from Albert Hammond Jr. He's got a new disc called Francis Trouble. This is so good. It's called Set to Attack. Brand new noise here at WMFO. Medford.
Out on the street. loose inside my head. I got books that I never ever read. I got secrets in my garden shed. I got a scar where all my urges bled. Got people underneath my bed. I got a place where all my dreams are dead.
Sweet. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.